This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. As we got four down, one to go, and having a sports party up here with you. Heading for a football Friday tomorrow and all your Cowboys-Eagles content. Of course, Steve Jones will join us at 3 o'clock. Right now, it's time for a Chuck Wagon with Wool Chuck. And here he is, Zach.
How much wood could a Wool Chuck chuck? Huh? I can't tell you how many times I've heard that one before. If I had a jar for that, that'd be awesome. I'd be rich. 877-881-1053. Let's do a little Real or Not Stars edition. And the Hockey Hawk, Gavin Spittle, he's got a new podcast out, Spits and Suds. You want to go check that out. But this will be a quick puck edition as we get you ready for the Stars tonight.
Puck and A.
Wyatt Johnston, is he okay? That's what ESPN writes in their Real or Not for the Stars. Few young players in the NHL we know have been as good as Wyatt Johnston over the last couple of years. But through 11 games, he's got a respectable 6 points.
Yeah.
Although that's off his considerable 2.8 points per 60 minutes pace last season. More concerning is that he scored only one goal in 11 games after posting seasons of 24 and 32 goals in his first two NHL campaigns. Well, here's some context for you.
Yeah, pick up a paper.
Last year, after 11 games, Wyatt Johnston had 8 points. He's got 6 now. Pretty close. 4 goals, 4 assists. He had an amazing season after January 1st last year. So there's two factors. He's been snake bitten, says the Hockey Hawk. Hit a few posts, including a beautiful tip in Finland that would have tied the game on Saturday, and he's been switching up lines at times, so he hasn't been with the same line consistently. That means it's not real. There's no need to be concerned about Wyatt Johnston. He's going to be just fine. Stars fans, I know you know that because you're one of the most diehard fans in the entire country. We saw you go ahead and travel to Finland, and it was beautiful. But for Wyatt, don't be concerned. It'll be okay. He'll get hot here very, very soon.
Yeah, you're not going to keep a guy like that down for long. He's just a slow starter.
Just a slow starter.
You know, that happens plenty of guys.
Take a little bit of time.
A lot of different sports, it happens.
Otter will be back between the pipes tonight for your Dallas Stars as they're taking on the Chicago Blackhawks at the AAC. Looking to improve to 6-1 at home. Been very, very good on home ice this season.
Crowd helps, sir. You guys do a great job.
Fantastic.
If you're listening.
Yeah. Fantastic job there at the AAC for the Stars fans.
Is this guy ball sacking us? He's texted us twice for a shout out to his beautiful wife, Buffy Babbitt.
Well, Buffy, happy birthday.
Because this dude in the 903 has been recovering from multiple surgeries this week. And
I think Buffy is an older generation name.
Yeah.
That's a real deal. Well, Buffy, you're incredible.
Shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak.
Man, like Buffy, you got to have the shakalaks.
I guarantee she does, man. Get a glimpse of those whirlwalks.
Let's make it.
Buffy's a good woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart, and we're pulling for you in your recovery, 903.
Or a Cocker Spaniel. I don't know.
One of those vampire.
Yeah, is this your wife or your dog?
Man, I'm glad you brought up the dogs. Big-time RIP, and our condolences with the Herb Street family as Ben did pass away today. And he did write, Eric Chiafalo, you can go F yourself for cursing my dog.
Originating ball sacks.
Nobody loved to just
that's as fake
curse
as
Ben
gets.
More than anybody else.
No one never cursed
you
Ben.
Just
did Ben go early?
Ben.
I'll let that be
Ben?
A learning lesson.
Ben was actually 10.
Okay.
10 years old.
He looked like a younger retriever. But
I felt like we saw him as a puppy.
Yeah.
Like a year or two ago.
I do too.
No, he was apparently 10 years old. And
which
Ben
is one of the toughest things about losing a pet is obviously the trauma of it, emotional, you know, and you're going through that and you're thinking, I don't want to ever go through this again. And then you think, oh, I want another dog to recapture that glory. And what you end up doing is, you know, going out and getting another puppy way too early. And then the puppy is just bounding with energy. And not potty trained. And you're like, oh, my God, what have I done?
Right.
Now I lost my favorite dog, and I tried to replace him with a puppy. He's got no damn sense. Up all night barking, you know?
Yeah, there's a few months of hell there, and then it ends up being worth it as they finally figure it out.
About 24 months, my experience.
Okay, it took like 2 years.
That's a long buffer.
Damn, that's a long time. Yeah.
You got to get him to calm down. You know, dogs don't want to calm down.
I guess the breed.
They're still a puppy until like 18 months.
Yeah.
The breed can be important.
Yeah. I mean, I know like if you get an Australian Shepherd, it seems like they're 5 years old, still like puppies.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, do you think that he's going to re-up on a dog and get him in the booth and on the headset as quickly as possible?
I hope so, because I'm going to miss this.
He's broadcasting tonight.
I mean, you can't just snap the fingers and have a dog that's capable of doing that. You know, that's the other thing.
You could argue he didn't have a dog capable of doing it in the first place.
Yeah.
He did actually post the video of Ben that Al Michaels has told the story of Ben.
The hotel room?
Finding the hotel room. Yeah. It's actually heartbreaking.
Like a thick girl. He was smart.
Very smart. And Ben was a thick boy.
Is that right?
Childbearing hips, that dong.
Mm.
That dong?
That dog. Get your mind out of the gutter over there.
He did not say dog.
I definitely
said
dog.
We can check the tape.
You can check the tape. There was no dong there. There was a dog. Otter back in goal, as I mentioned earlier. All right, let's get to some audio here, shall we? Well, first I'll give you a Dodgers update because that guy blew his fingers off.
Oh no. Down to one?
Yeah.
Are we calling lefty now?
So he's 25 years old. Kevin King was his name. Well, and I shouldn't say what. He's still with us.
Good God.
It's not like Kevin's dead. Yeah, Kevin's still living. But his father, Kevin Sr., actually gave an update.
I have a dumbass kid.
About his son.
God, he's a dumbass.
He told Fox 11 News.
I told him not to do that dumbass thing he did.
He's basically missing his pointing finger.
Oh, that's so he just to lost himself. One?
Yeah.
He only lost one?
That's it. The meat portion
that
between.
Like all
that
five.
Looked like all of them.
The pointing finger and the thumb area are all of this here was exploded off.
Okay, so the. The From meat in between the thumb and the pointer?
Okay. Yeah. So that little, what is that? I don't know what you'd really call that.
Sort of the
web?
Part of your hand. Yeah.
Yeah, the web. Yeah. I mean, I was going to say the weenus, but I don't think, that's like
here.
Up
sort
here.
Sort of the gooch.
How was the firecracker all the way down gooch. There?
He was holding it like a, he was
so
like
that blew off. Wow. He did have some issues.
Holding it like
between,
a toddler holds a fork.
Yeah.
The father went on to say he did have some issues between both his ears. We knew that. He has fragment, just like scarring and some scabs and stuff on his face from the explosion. The surgeon did see the video. They don't understand how he was able to walk away with injuries, the injuries that he has. He protected 90% of his face from the explosion. That's pretty incredible. But I guess he's supposed to make a recovery. And for just basically losing the pointing finger, that's incredible. I thought the whole hand was gone.
I thought he was just palm basically at that point. Yeah. That's what the video looked like. I almost kind of want to go back and check
it?
The tape.
Maybe we should
look
at the other angle video where like they go up behind him and they can see, you can see the hand just hanging.
Yeah,
just
but hanging. It was so bloody. It's hard to imagine it was only one finger's worth of blood.
I think they were probably cut and torn up and hanging in a way that made it look like it was nothing. But I bet you could surgically put it back together. What you're looking at right there.
Shout out to
I
Kevin
hope he grows
King.
Up to be like a pyro expert from this point on. You know what I mean? Now, kids, step back and he's got one finger missing.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. T-Mobile.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. I told you to step back.
Let me show you why, kids. You see like this gooch on your hand?
Where do you want us
you
to
can lose it?
Yeah, where do you want us to set this thing up? Over there.
Yeah. Oh, oh no.
What do you mean? Over there. I told you, over there.
Yeah. No, but where?
Over there. But where?
All right, let's get to Coach Prime as Texas Tech hosts the fight in Colorado Buffaloes. And here was Dion about going into Lubbock and taking on the Red Raiders.
We expect to be in this. We expect to be where we are. We expect to be better than where we are, honestly. But we're here. And we're thankful, we're happy, we're excited, we're elated, but we're not done. And we cannot wait to get to Lubbock to do what we're gifted to do. It's a daunting challenge. On the road, we love it. We're going to get booed. I heard they throw, is it tacos? Fajitas? Tortillas? Everything but the right thing.
Enchiladas?
I was around the area, though. I was around the area now. What is it again?
Tortillas.
Yeah. Tortillas. Is that legal to throw tortillas? Yeah. But, yeah, we're going to try to make them empty, those things. We're going to try to make them empty them.
They're going to empty the tortillas. I love that from Coach from Tacos, Fajitas. Yeah, tortillas.
He was in the area.
Maybe they will actually throw.
I'm sorry.
Soft tacos.
I didn't know what Mike was on. Did you hear the way he said tortillas the first time?
Tortillas?
No, I would love to hear that again.
Yeah, you have to.
We going to get booed. I heard they throw, is it tacos? Fajitas? Tortillas? I see everything.
They put it together, though. Congrats to Dion in Colorado. Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of people were doubting they could even be this good. And after that Nebraska loss, you thought, oh, yeah, they are. But now, just quality losses, Kansas State and Nebraska sitting here, does it make you think twice about, hey, maybe this is somebody that you should want to come to your program, whether it's college or the pros?
I mean, I think he's doing a heck of a job there. And it'll be interesting life after Shadur. You know, what happens there? Does he stay with Colorado? There's some doubts, I think. I mean, Chad Brown was on with us a couple weeks ago. Yeah. He's like, that's the conversation there in Boulder right now. Yeah. Shadur leaves for the draft. Travis Hunter leaves for the draft. And now it's different. Like, you clearly came here because it was a package father-son deal.
Yeah.
Once you're not coaching your son anymore, like, what happens at the quarterback position?
Yeah, one of the best five quarterbacks in the country, that puts you in the game.
Right.
You know, and he has relationships with people like Travis Hunter. You're putting it all together. Can you close as a recruiter without your son saying, no, this is going to be awesome. My dad's the best. You know, I think all that is to be. I think for our generation, it's Deion Sanders. You know, if we had kids, right, we want our son to go there. But does it resonate the same with the kids?
Yeah, I think that now that he's got Pat Shurmur as his offensive coordinator, it's kind of a pro-style attack. They throw the football. They're getting a little bit of some running game element to it, though. They got to get the offensive line a little better. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he can go recruit. He could go recruit a big-time quarterback there because you have a former NFL head coach, offensive coordinator, kind of a guy that can get you ready for the league going forward.
But if for the sake of, like, the Cowboys argument, if he was going to be the Cowboys head coach, do you think he would bring Shurmur with him? And would that be, like, a good – do you think that would be a good situation? Or is that another Brian Schottenheimer?
Pat has been a coordinator in the league, and I think he was a coordinator before Jason Garrett got the gig, you know, with the Giants, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't know. I just know what a pro coach in college football,
Right. That's
he has an idea how to attack defenses. You know, there's a lot of things that they don't see in college football. But, you know, there's some things you steal from college football for the NFL, no doubt. But I just wonder if that if those two would – Shermer might get the job. You know, he might get the Colorado job if Deion were to leave, yeah.
Yeah, because I just wonder what the staff would look like for Deion if he was –
He's got guys
here.
Like Warren Sapp. He's got some, you know, he's got some guys on the staff that are former pro players.
Yeah, Shermer's been, my gosh, he's been a lot of places. Yeah. Head coach with the Giants for 2 years. Yeah. He'll see with the Broncos after that. Prior to that, he was with the Vikings for a long time.
Right.
With Zim. And then was with the Eagles.
I think that's how he got the Giants job, was because he was with the Vikings.
Yeah. He was the OC with the Vikings and then got that coaching gig. That was the Case Keenum year in 2017 when they went to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski. And, you know, I don't know the most mad you've ever been at a coworker. I mean, we don't have a lot of fights on this show most of the time. But
I would love to know where that ranks on for Broadus all time, because he's had a lot of coworkers. He's gotten into a lot of arguments. Would that even scratch the surface one of
them? You're tough to deal with. Uh-huh. I think, you know.
No, that's well documented.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone round and round with more people than I can keep track of.
Yeah, and I'm not easy to work with.
No,
I know
Brian's
that.
A bleed pole, and he'll be the first one to tell you that. And that's why I respect him.
Absolutely.
He's a real big fan of you know what.
I think Mickey and I probably had some knockout ones.
All-timers.
You and Hellman ever go at it?
No. No.
That's the LSU love.
No. But me and Mickey and, you know, and Mickey and I, two old dudes. That's kind of where it's at. Yeah.
Just start to get under each other's nerves.
Pretty much.
You irritate each other.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, if he hates me, I don't blame him.
Well, here was Gronk and Edelman talking about, you know, the one time they were really mad at the GOAT.
What was the moment that Tom made you the most annoyed?
Oh, my God. When I would return punts. I remember my rookie year. It was my first punt return. I see Tom on the sideline. He was, like, coaching me up on how to return a punt. He's like, just get up field. Just get up field. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at him like, this guy has never done this. He does not know what I'm feeling right now. I was so annoyed with him. And then they repunted it, and I housed it, and I slammed the ball against the thing. I was so annoyed with them. I was like, he's never felt what it feels to when the guys are running full speed. This is new to me. I never felt it either at the time. So I was like, I was so annoyed with them.
I'll tell you mine.
What was yours?
When I was a rookie and I couldn't get outside of the defender on a flag route, which is a corner route. And the defender was always outside of me sitting at like squatting at 10 yards. And he's always says, get outside. You got to get outside of the defender or else I will never throw you the freaking ball. So I wasn't really that athletic as a rookie. I couldn't get outside. And Brady just turns around in the meeting because it's on film. And he turns around and he goes, Gronk, I'm done throwing you the ball. And like, I got all sad. And LG Crumpler started patting my leg. And he's like, it's okay, Gronk. He doesn't mean it. And I was like, yeah, he does, LG. Let me tell you this time, you throwing me the ball like 1,000 times after. But that fired me up. I was like, oh, all right, I'm going to show this guy. But that's the leadership he had. He was brutally honest.
Brutally honest.
And he would freaking get you to go to the next level.
It's amazing. Both of them doing their Brady's was great. And Gronk sitting there with LG Crumpler. Just the image like, it's okay, Gronk. He doesn't mean it. Yes, he does. I'm never getting the ball again.
Yes, he does, LG.
Oh, man. That was amazing. Shout out to Julian Edelman's podcast for that. And there's the Chuck Wagon for
today. Thank you, Wolchuck. Most nights here in the G-Bag Nation, he delivers that Chuck Wagon for you because he knows you love it. Sports hodgepodge, Eric?
Yes, big-time sports and animal kingdom news you don't want to miss next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.